Sad reality. Not all real global problems are appreciated. Now imagine me sitting and writing about the problems in physics, trying to base the conclusions on absolute truths. This is of no concern to anyone, despite its vital importance for society, second to none. However, disturbed by what is happening around me, in this case, a pandemic announcement, and seeking the truth about the reality of this pandemic announcement, that suddenly finds me realizing that even in this area, there is an absolute truth that affects everyone. This absolute truth being the common biology shared by all humans. This peculiar discovery, however, which came to me suddenly, will remain unheard. I had no illusions about it. It could not fail to be accompanied by the conclusions I had reached in my efforts to make heard the discoveries I had made in fields of far greater importance than some temporary politically planted fictional medico-social problem. The big ideas, both in physics and in everything else, are communicated and ingrained into the insignificant anonymous multitude by the elite. And that does not at all occur due to the rational essence of these big ideas. The elite needed to muddle everyone's thinking. That's why the elite destroyed physics at the beginning of the 20th century, perverting it into a dangerously silly occupation, presenting absurdities such as unequal things presented as being equal, or answering the question which contains the answer, petitio principii, as the utmost achievement of humanity, the work of a genius. This is reminiscent of a famous novel that tells of a society for which war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. Such a society sounds unreal, and it seems to the reader that the author is using his creative freedom and poetic license to exaggerate in order to make a startling portrait that will awaken the world to the dangers that lie in waiting if it forgets the humane, rational nature and its raison d'être. Sadly, this is not some fictional world at all, but a very real, terrifying world of today's theoretical physics, which is not in the least embarrassed by accepting things like the absurdity that untrue is true, that is, lie is truth, and wrong is right. It is usual for the non-anonymous significants, being the only group, although tiny, controlling the social ascenseur, to elevate, since the beginning of the 20th century, insane people who think absurdities are science, to be their jesters and clowns, pronouncing these clowns and jesters as geniuses. The elite can play with the commoners, with the insignificants, and the anonymous in any way it wants to, about anything in general, and when it comes to physics in particular. This is dangerously devastating for humanity. However, no one cares. Therefore, nothing can be done to make the overwhelming multitude of insignificants demand change. Even given that it is so easy for anyone to see the deception and, as a result, demand a stop to the stealing of money from one's taxpayer pocket, under the false pretense that these monies are spent for high science. Amazingly, it is not the quality of the arguments or the significance of the arguments. But what matters to the anonymous insignificant is whether these arguments concern one personally. People only care about their own lives and the lives of their families, and paradoxically, most of them, stricken with fear, can't make the connection between their personal well-being and the larger, more important question, whether COVID pandemic is real in principle. The answer to this question of principle seems to the ordinary anonymous persons to be something unrelated to what their own life is like, and so they pay no attention to such a, quote, theoretical problem. Add to this their inability to do anything about it, said pandemic being real or false, and the ordinary anonymous insignificant act and live their lives on the assumption that a COVID pandemic does exist. They forget that this assumption itself, if not justified, can be really dangerous, even deadly. Furthermore, it is one thing to ignore the absurdity of the, quote, theory of relativity and quantum mechanics, issues appearing on the surface to be very far removed from any person's daily life, no matter how crucially important in actuality they are to the overall cognitive state of any, even ordinary pedestrian. And quite another when even the smaller issues are a direct threat. As already discussed, in its latest boondoggle, the fabricated COVID-19 pandemic, however, the elite has fallen into a trap. A trap which can be seen by everyone, because this time, it directly concerns everyone. Everyone's life, everyone's freedom, everyone's well-being. This trap, unsuspected by the elite, a trap the elite cannot avoid when any person wants to know the truth, is the common biology of all humans. We will repeat in this context that, as seen, the common biology allows for the unequivocal rejection of a claimed consequence of a deadly viral infection in the form of a pandemic, when that viral infection is not shared by all the groups of humanity. The novelty here, when searching for the absoluteness of conclusions, one may again, as in my book, No Great Reset, rely on the ultimate, the death of persons. However, this time, as is done in this book, these persons whose living status is at issue are qualified as anonymous versus non-anonymous. This is the distinction which really helps in drawing the final truthful conclusion, considering that any reported data with regard to the anonymous, including the number of their deaths, can be manipulated, while whether the dignitary has died cannot remain hidden. Therefore, the division proposed in this new analysis for the truthfulness of purported COVID-19 pandemic is actually dividing the data on which the analysis is based into the reliable data pertaining to the non-anonymous and the unreliable data pertaining to the anonymous.